Hey, everybody.
So, you play the Texans, too. Now, Ravens and Texans, two teams that you are kind of...
Yeah.
Is there really any familiarity, you know, since you've been removed from the Texans when you look at that team?
Not much. I mean, that's three head coaches removed now. So, there's certainly familiarity in the fact that I played with the head coach for 3 years and still know a bunch of people in the building, but in terms of the team itself, completely different. Not at all. I mean, D'Amico, from the second he stepped on the field with us, like, he was a leader. You could tell. It was in him. So I'm not shocked by this at all. I'd like to see him start 0-1, obviously. But after that, I'll cheer for him for sure.
Anthony, both Harbaugh and Clowney said that you were kind of a nice guy in the middle when he came to visit here.
Mm-hmm.
You talked him up to the Ravens, and you talked the Ravens up to him. I mean, how happy were you to see him come here, and why did you think he would be such a good fit?
I'm thrilled he's here. Right? I spent 3 years with Jadavian in Houston. He had a lot of success. We have a special bond and a special relationship. So whenever you coach anybody, right, you're always trying to forge a bond. And we had that. So I don't even think I had to do a whole lot of talking, right? He wanted to be here. We wanted him here. He's a perfect fit for us and just his style of play. He is aggressive. He is, I tell people, like, he's a car with no governor, right? Like, he's not going to slow down. He's going to run through contact, which to me, that screams playing like a Raven. So happy he's here. That's all you guys got, man. That's it.
Coach Wade, I know you were defensive coordinator for just the 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of year two for Mike. People have his stuff on tape about the entire offseason, so to kind of review it. How quickly do offenses just catch up and require reinvention?
Yeah, I think everybody does similar things, right? Ultimately, you're always trying to tweak and you're always adjusting. You're always evolving and adapting. Mike is always doing that. I promise you, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. So if somebody catches up and has, you know, starts to figure out him, like, please tell me because I haven't yet. All right. But I think Mike has done a phenomenal job. He is going to be an excellent head coach one day.
How excited are you for you guys to get out there and actually play a real game? Mm. There's been a lot of talking throughout the summer, but how excited are you to play a real game?
Beyond excited. Obviously, like, if we could play tomorrow, I'd play tomorrow. But trying to enjoy the journey, take it one step at a time, be process-oriented, but I think we're all kind of jumping out of our skin, ready to play. I just can't wait to see what we have. We love what we've seen to this date on the practice field. Just so excited to unleash the rest of this team on the world so they can see and be proud of all the work they've put in.
Anthony, specifically with Project Washington, how excited were you to see him get the contract extension and your expectations for him as a guy who's probably expected to play a little bit more this year, you know, kind of filling that
Yeah. Way. I love Broderick Washington, and I think I've said this before, like, I don't know that anybody in the building works harder than him, so just to see all that hard work rewarded, and from a guy that truly has just, he's grinded his way to that deal, so extremely proud of him, can't wait to watch what he does this season. It could end up being a bargain for us in the long term, to be honest with you, just because he has that much potential and that much talent in him.
Mm-hmm. How do you see him now, like, as a guy who could be effective outside, also as a guy inside?
I see it exactly the same way here. There's value in that. When I had JJ and Jadavian, both were dynamic players. JJ loved to be on the left side. Now, offenses, because they knew he was there, they would try to scheme him out. Good luck, okay? They would try. But when you talk to coordinators, they're like, the Clowney kid, like, we don't know where he's going to be. Awesome. Right, that's the point, because now you can't scheme him out. We're going to try to put him on your weakest guy, maneuver him like a chess piece, and let him go out there and do his thing.
Coach, I spoke to both Brent Urban and Michael Pierce about their relationship with each other. I mm-hmm. know that you call them the fun bunch.
Yeah.
What makes their relationship and them together so special?
Well, I think when you look at them, like, side by side, Brent and Mike P, they look like the perfect number 10. All right, first and foremost, right? But, you know, those two... They obviously had a bond from playing here prior. I was kind of like brought into that, but you can see the genuine love you have for one another. And honestly, up front and as a defensive unit, you're trying to build that bond with everybody. I think when you have genuine care for one another, that can transcend the team. And I believe we're building towards that if we haven't already gotten there already.
Do you endorse, like, the Herb celebration?
Absolutely. I mean, Irv is an energy giver. He's a juice guy. So when he does that celebration, you see everybody on the sideline doing the exact same thing. It's infectious, man. I love it. Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you're trying to hit them, right? As much as is humanly possible. And then you're going to try to confuse them pre-snap. But those guys, the complexity of defenses in the National Football League are leaps and bounds of what you're going to see in college. You're forced to be vanilla because you just don't have time on task in the college game. Those guys are forced to do so many other things. So we hope, obviously, to both confuse them pre-snap and get after them with our rush and our pressures.
Coach.
All right, guys. Take care.